We were talking at dinner about ghosts, so I thought I'd read a poem about a ghost. Memorial Day. In field gods, they are always in repose. Tiny female, olive gray, so like the local birds. The male, shiny black with tail stripes, wing bars, shoulder coloration, such a vivid orange, I might have recognized him in the elm. But this close, for days, midday, over and over, they sprang from the nearest branch of the shrub, slinging themselves at the glass, then hovering there with so much apparent purpose, my son said, "Why don't you open the window and let them in?" For a moment, it was the voice of clearest reason, and it must have been the same for the early fishermen on the Klamath River after the terrible dark winters of retribution, seeing the water clot with fish and fish twist willingly into their nets, who thought the salmon had been sent to feed them and their families. Hadn't they prayed steadily, and weren't the fish laboring upstream? Likewise, my father's cousin, deep in the mud and confusion of the war, heard a woman's voice, distinct as a mouth harp, his dead wife's voice, urging him out of the foxhole, out of the path of the sudden German shell that killed the others. And now, two rare, impatient birds flying at me, erect, sunstruck, treading the air, their mouths propped open as if to speak, as if they were not birds but messengers. But I am overrun with signs and omens. The pair death has taken swim up like motes in my eye. I find them everywhere I look. I put them there. It is a blindness. American Red Start warblers. If they have meaning, maybe they represent the living, not the dead. And I am meant to understand death is locked behind the glass that teases with our own reflections until the implicating sun moves to the southwest and the window once again holds only shadow. It's been a week since their last visitation. At the window, the smudge of purple, those small, rich berries the buds made, has opened into the blossoms, distinguishing pastel, a thicket of lilac. From time to time, I catch among the usual calls a sequence of notes, not a warble at all, but abrupt chips of sound to match the god's approximating graph, which records, though it cannot translate, what they say. Gee, you're good listeners. That's a long poem.